Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books.
Have you ever not wanted to tell someone something because you didn't want them to worry? That's the position that Jo finds herself in. She knows that her dad's small engine repair shop is not doing well. But her younger brother, Peter, doesn't need to know that, right? There's no reason. He needs to know that they may be kicked out of the only home that Peter and Jo have basically known since the time they were little. And so Jo decides to take it upon herself to start fighting in some illegal mecca fights. Yeah, what the heck is a mecca, right? So the year is 1963. And even though we may know a bit about 1963 and the history of the United States, in Jo's world, things are a little different because there are these huge, basically suits of armor that are robotic that started emerging during World War I. And after that, all the countries around the world have created their own mechas. And it's become basically an international sport to put people in these rings and fight it out, see which mecha prevails. And it's one of these things where the mecha kind of becomes an extension of the fighter inside, the human inside. And Jo is a pretty good mecha fighter. In fact, she fights for her high school team, but on the side, she's trying to earn some more money by fighting in one of these underground illegal bouts. She desperately needs the money for rent. And so she makes the decision to go do one of these illegal bouts at this place called the Jade Lily. Unfortunately for her, just as she has won her bout, the police raid it. And so she's left running basically to escape the cops, makes it home, realizes that all the prize money that she won is gone, fallen out of her pocket in her escape from the police. Peter, of course, the ever nosy younger brother, wants to know why she's late. And Jo, being the protective older sister, doesn't want to tell him. "Why won't you tell me what you were up to?" Peter says. I pretend not to hear him. I want to put the Jade Lily behind me, move on, and figure out how to make rent some other way so Peter can worry more about fixing crate makers than where we'll crash every night. I'm about to tell him to go take a break already when there's a pounding on the shop door. "We're open," I call out. I walk toward the entrance, but before I get there, the door swings on its hinges so hard that it shakes. Standing at the threshold, I see a white man in a black suit, his eyes covered with sunglasses and his hair buzzed close to his scalp. My eyes trail down the lines of his suit jacket toward his waistline, which flares out a little right over the hip. It's a telltale sign that he's packing heat. A gun. I freeze on the spot. He must be one of Hoover's FBI agents. That's their uniform. A few years back, one of our neighbors got busted for joining the Communist Party, and right before his arrest, I'd seen men like this one hanging around our block. I thought that the police would have been the ones following my trail from the Jade Lily. Not this. "Can we help you with something?" Peter says from behind me. I block my brother from getting any closer and stare at the goon in front of us. The man takes off his sunglasses and stares straight at me. "I'm looking for Josephine Linden." It turns out that Jo's life is about to be flipped upside down because she is about to be personally invited to compete as a mecha fighter in the PAX Games. What she has no clue, though, is that these PAX Games are going to be unlike any other, and that's because there's a whole lot going on in the world that is going to be settled in the mecha fighting arena. The Great Destroyers by Caroline Tung Richmond.